You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Picture yourself holding a lantern on a moonless night. The darkness surrounds everything around you, making it impossible to see the path ahead. This lantern, fueled by oil, becomes your only source of light, piercing through the darkness, revealing the ground before your feet step by step. It's a powerful symbol of how God's guidance functions in our lives. A personal, intimate light that illuminates our path in the darkest of times, showing us the way forward when we cannot see it on our own. Today, I am excited to fellowship with you. Let us delve deep into the scriptures to uncover the profound ways in which God's guidance unfolds in our lives. We'll explore the transformative power of aligning our steps with His Word, the comfort found in His presence, and the peace that comes from trusting His direction. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Psalm 119 verse 105 reminds us, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Just like the lantern in our hands, God's word lights up our journey, guiding us through every decision, every crossroad, and every uncertain moment. As we journey through this message, let your hearts be open to the revelations and guidance that come from embracing God's Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit as the ultimate source of light in our lives. First, let us look at the light of God's Word in our paths. Imagine you're at sea, navigating through a thick fog that blankets everything, making it nearly impossible to discern the direction you're heading. In this scenario, you rely on a lighthouse standing firm on the shore, casting its powerful beam across the water to guide ships safely to harbor. This powerful imagery parallels the role of God's Word in our lives. Reflecting on Psalm 119, verse 105, we're reminded, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It's this steadfast beacon that guides us, illuminating our journey through life's uncertainties. When we face the storms of life or find ourselves adrift in a sea of doubt, it's similar to being surrounded by that dense fog at sea. The way forward can seem overwhelming, shrouded in the unknown. Yet, we are not left to navigate these treacherous waters alone. God has bestowed upon us His Word, a constant beacon of guidance that pierces through the fog, revealing the way forward. one step at a time. This divine beacon does more than merely help us avoid the perils that lurk in the unseen. It also directs us towards choices that promote growth, joy, and a deeper communion with our Creator. Consider the story of Esther, who found herself in the heart of a perilous situation, her people facing annihilation, surrounded by uncertainty and danger. Esther's faith and her understanding of God's promises served as her lighthouse, guiding her actions and inspiring the courage to step forward in faith. And God's faithfulness was evident. Esther's story highlights that no matter the severity of our trials, the light of God's word is there to guide us to safety and show us the correct path. The guidance we receive from Scripture is profoundly personal. It's like the lighthouse's beam, which cuts through the fog directly to guide each vessel. It offers clarity and insights specifically tailored to our individual journeys. Whether in search of counsel, comfort, or hope, the Scriptures hold the answers we need. By engaging with its truths, allowing them to speak into our lives, we let God's light break through, illuminating each step we take. However, it's crucial to remember that lighthouses require maintenance to keep their lights shining bright. In the same way, our spiritual vitality is sustained and brightened by regular, devoted engagement with God's Word. Merely turning to the Scriptures in moments of crisis or occasionally is not enough. To ensure our journey remains illuminated, integrating daily reading and meditation on the Scriptures into our routine is essential. This discipline ensures that the light of God's presence remains vivid in our lives, steering our steps according to His divine plan. So, let us think about how God's Word has served as a lighthouse in our own lives. Maybe there was an instance when a specific passage cleared the fog during a time of uncertainty, or a biblical narrative offered comfort in a moment of distress. These experiences reinforce the invaluable guidance that God extends through His Word. In moments of personal trial, or when we confront our limitations.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 offers profound encouragement. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This passage reminds us that in the face of any challenge, we can bring our worries and fears to God in prayer, trusting Him to provide peace and guidance that transcends our understanding. When standing at life's crossroads, unsure of which path to take. James 1 verse 5 provides clear direction. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. This verse assures us that in times of indecision, we need only turn to God, who generously imparts the wisdom we need to make choices that align with his will, ensuring that we are guided safely through the fog of uncertainty. During seasons of despair, or when hope seems lost, Romans 15 verse 13 serves as a beacon of hope. It tells us, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This scripture lifts us from the depths of despair, reminding us that our source of hope is God himself. Through faith, he fills us with joy and peace, empowering us with a hope that shines brightly, guiding us back to a place of strength and assurance. Each of these scriptures acts as a powerful beam from the lighthouse of God's Word, penetrating the fog that can often surround our lives. They offer clarity, direction, and comfort, guiding us safely through the challenges we face. By holding fast to these truths and allowing them to illuminate our path, we navigate life's seas with confidence, knowing that we are never alone and that our course is sure and true under the watchful care of our Heavenly Father. As we press on in our life's voyage, let's pledge to maintain our lighthouses by regularly delving into the Scriptures, allowing God's Word to light our path. Not only navigates us through life's foggy patches, but it also draws us closer to Him. With the Bible as our lighthouse, we can proceed with assurance, confident that we're navigating the correct course, the path that leads us ever nearer to God's embrace. Now, let us look at trusting in God's plan. In our journey through life, we often encounter moments of indecision and confusion, where the right choice isn't clear and the future seems uncertain. It's in these moments that the voice of God becomes our most crucial guide, whispering directions into our hearts and minds. The prophet Isaiah captures this beautifully in Isaiah 30, verse 21, saying, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" This promise from God assures us that He is not only with us, but actively guiding us, offering clear direction amidst our uncertainties. Imagine you're walking through a city you've never visited before. Without a map or GPS, the streets twist and turn, and every choice seems like a guess. But then, you hear a friend's voice, someone who knows the city well, telling you exactly where to go, guiding you through every turn and intersection. This is how God's guidance works in our lives. His voice, though not always audible, speaks through His Word, through our circumstances, and through the quiet promptings of the Holy Spirit, guiding us through life's complex maze. God's promise to guide us is not conditional on our perfection or our ability to always make the right choices. Instead, it's rooted in His unfailing love and commitment to us. His guidance is a gift, born out of a relationship with Him. Just as a parent holds their child's hand to guide them safely across a busy street, God holds us in His care, guiding our steps with wisdom and love. But how do we hear God's guiding voice? It starts with a willingness to listen, to quiet our minds and hearts from the noise of the world and our own plans, and to tune into His presence. Prayer becomes our direct line to God, a conversation where we speak, but also pause to listen. And as we spend time in His Word, we begin to understand His character, His promises, and His way of guiding us, making it easier to recognize His voice in our lives. Trusting in God's plan requires faith, especially when the path He leads us on takes unexpected turns. Sometimes when God's plan guides us, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," it might lead us through challenges, challenges that test our faith and refine our character. Yet, it's through these very trials that we grow closer to God, learning to depend on Him more fully and experiencing His faithfulness in new ways. As we think about Isaiah's words, let's ask ourselves where we need to trust God's voice more in our lives. Are there decisions we're facing where we need to seek His direction? Are there paths we've been hesitant to walk because they seem daunting or unfamiliar? Let's remember that God's guidance is a promise, one that requires our trust, but also comes with the assurance that we're never walking alone. In walking with God, every step taken in obedience to His voice is a step toward a deeper relationship with Him, toward a life lived fully in His purpose. So, let us open our ears and our hearts to His guidance, trusting that wherever He leads, it's the way we're meant to walk, confident that His presence goes with us every step of the way. Now, let's turn our attention to embracing God's direction. Life is filled with moments that test our wisdom and discernment, times when the right decision seems beyond our grasp. In these moments, the guidance we seek is more than just about choosing the right path. It's about growing in understanding and faith. James speaks to this in his letter, saying, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." These verses from James 1, verses 5 to 6, remind us that seeking God's guidance is inherently tied to faith and trust in Him. Imagine you're trying to solve a complex puzzle, but the solution eludes you. In your frustration, you might wish for someone to just give you the answer. Yet, when someone offers you hints instead, guiding you to figure it out yourself, the eventual solution becomes infinitely more rewarding. Similarly, when we seek God's wisdom, He doesn't always lay out the entire plan for us in one reveal. Instead, He guides us step by step, asking for our faith and trust in Him. This process doesn't just lead us to the right decisions. It strengthens our relationship with God, deepening our faith as we learn to rely on Him. Asking God for wisdom is an act of humility and dependence. It acknowledges that God's understanding surpasses our own, and that His perspective is what we need. This humility opens our hearts to receive the wisdom that God promises to give generously. But James also warns us about the importance of faith in this process. Doubting God's ability to guide us or His willingness to answer us can leave us unsettled and unstable, like a wave tossed by the sea. Faith, in contrast, anchors us, allowing us to receive God's guidance with confidence and peace. The wisdom that God gives often challenges our expectations or takes us through paths we wouldn't have chosen on our own. It's here, in these unexpected turns, that our faith is tested, but also where it grows the strongest. Like gold, refined by fire, our trust in God becomes purer, and our commitment to following His lead more steadfast. So, as we reflect on the encouragement of James to seek wisdom from God with faith, Let's consider the areas of our lives where we need God's guidance. Are we approaching Him with humility, ready to trust His direction, even when it challenges us? Are we prepared to follow His lead, not just in seeking the right path, but in allowing the journey to transform us? And now, let us embrace the principle of walking by faith, not by sight. Walking through life with God requires us to trust in what we cannot see, to believe in the promises He has made, even when our circumstances might suggest otherwise. For we walk by faith, not by sight, as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. This powerful statement encourages us to lean not on our own understanding or what is immediately before our eyes, but to trust in the guidance and providence of God. It's about taking steps forward, guided by the light of faith, even when the path isn't visible to our eyes. Trusting in God's unseen guidance can feel like navigating a dense fog. You know there is a solid ground beneath your feet and a destination ahead, but you can't see it. Yet, it's in these moments that our faith becomes the most real and active. It's the decision to move forward, guided by the promises of God's Word and the whisper of His Spirit, that defines our journey of faith. Each step taken in faith is a step toward the fulfillment of God's plans for us, plans that are far greater than anything we could envision on our own. But how do we cultivate such trust, especially when the way forward is unclear? It begins in the quiet places of prayer and meditation on God's Word, where we learn to hear His voice above all others. It's in these moments of closeness with God that our vision is corrected, not to see more clearly what's in front of us, but to see beyond it, to the eternal and the spiritual truths that guide our journey. This vision of faith allows us to trust in God's guidance, even when we can't see the road ahead. Let us then embrace this walk of faith with courage and determination. Let's hold on to the promise that even when we do not see, we believe. Believing in the One who leads us, believing in the journey He has set before us, and believing that by faith, we are never walking alone. As we continue to trust in God's unseen hand guiding us, may our faith be strengthened and our steps be sure, for we are led by the One who sees the end from the beginning, the author and finisher of our faith. My friends, let us carry with us the profound insights and divine assurances we've explored together through the light of God's Word, the promise of His guidance, the wisdom He generously offers, and the journey of faith we are called to walk. We are reminded that we do not navigate life's challenges alone. God is with us, leading, guiding, and illuminating our paths with His unfailing love and wisdom. Let us step forward with renewed faith, holding tightly to His promises and trusting in His plan for our lives. May we be encouraged to follow where He leads, knowing that in every step, God is directing us towards His best for us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before You with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are the Creator of all things, the light in the darkness, and the guide on every uncertain path. Your majesty is unparalleled, Your wisdom infinite, and Your love for us knows no bounds. You are worthy of all honor, glory, and adoration. Lord, I thank You for Your unfailing presence in my life. for the grace you've poured out so generously, and for the guidance you provide through your word. Your mercies are new every morning, and your faithfulness is my shield and strength. I am grateful for the protection, provision, and peace that you bestow upon me and my loved ones each day. Lord, I come to you seeking forgiveness for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I also forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me in Christ Jesus. At this moment, I ask for your divine guidance and wisdom in every decision and step I take. Enlighten my path with your word, and let your Holy Spirit lead me in your righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every form of spiritual darkness that seeks to confuse or mislead me. I bind every attack of the enemy against my life and my loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over sin, doubt, and fear. I claim your promises of wisdom, guidance, and discernment as I navigate the challenges of life. Lord, guide me to walk by faith and not by sight, trusting in your sovereign plan and timing. I pray for healing for myself and my loved ones. Heal our bodies, mend our hearts, and restore our spirits. Protect us from every attack of the enemy, whether it be of sickness, division, discouragement, or despair. Shield us with your mighty power, and let no harm come near our dwelling. Bless us, Father, with your favor and peace, prospering us in body, soul, and spirit. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your guiding light to shine upon our paths. Lord, grant us the courage to follow where you lead, the faith to believe in your promises, and the strength to stand against the trials we face. We pray for your Holy Spirit to fill us, guide us, and empower us as we seek to live according to your will. We lift your holy name high and exalt you above all else. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.